Psalms 8, verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth, who have displayed your splendor above the heavens. The Book of Psalms Study, Psalms 8. Psalms 8 starts out, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. How can a name be majestic? After all, it is only a name. In William Shakespeare's 1594 play, Juliet also mused what's in a name. But in Shakespeare's personal reflection on the subject, he said, he who steals my purse steals trash. But he who filches from me my good name robs me of that which enriches him not and makes me poor indeed. Psalms 8 emphatically states with ample evidence that God's name is majestic indeed. It is above all names. Psalms 8, written by David, declares with bookend statements in verses 1 and 9 how majestic is the name of our Lord. The marvel of his majesty in the universe is sandwiched between the psalmist admiring the heavens and entities that God has created, and yet he takes note of us and cares for us. Also notable in this psalm is a question in verse 4 that is echoed by Job and again in the New Testament by Paul. What is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him? The main message of this psalm is easy. It's in the title, How Majestic is the Name of Our Lord. Throughout Scripture, God is described by many names. God's true presence and character is made known by the meaning of his names and the aspects of his character revealed by each name. Our challenge is that we may not be fully aware of his majesty because we have not experienced his presence in our lives. Consequently, we lack the insight into his nature. As we allow him access to our hearts and minds, we begin to know him personally, by name. At that point, we find out that God has many names. His names carry significance and weight. They matter. Embedded within each of God's names are statements about his character, which give us hope, remind us of his promises, and inspire us to live for him. You know, God's name is not only majestic, it is also holy. His name is so holy that in the Old Testament, the fourth commandment forbids us from using his name in vain. Even in the New Testament, when Jesus was teaching us how to pray, Jesus instructs us to say, Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. God's name also carries authority. When Moses asked him, Whom shall I say sent me when I go to Pharaoh? He said to say that I am sent me to you. In Matthew 28, 19 and 20, we find that Jesus is preparing to ascend to heaven. He tells us that all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. At that point, he conferred authority on believers to go in his name to the corners of the world and share his story. God's name also carries power. In the New Testament, we are told to pray and baptize in his mighty name. Also, several scriptures note that even demons tremble at the sound of his name. God's name is majestic. God's name is holy. God's name carries all authority, and God's name is powerful. But it doesn't stop just there. He is uncreated and unoriginated. In other words, he doesn't have a birth date. And he has no parents. Let that sink in. By comparison, we are hopeless at birth and still puny at adulthood compared to our mighty, marvelous, majestic Lord God. Yet, he still sent his son to die for us. I again say, let that sink in. Hallelujah. His name is worthy of praise always. Questions. 1. Discover. Have you ever looked at something that God created and just get goosebumps thinking about how awesome God is for what he has created? 2. Develop. A. What are some ways that you can honor God and celebrate God's majesty in your life? B. When you think of God's majesty, what comes to mind? Do you think of your worshipers joining you to a universal chorus of praise? How might this thought affect your worship of God? 3. Demonstrate. A. God's name is majestic. Does your life demonstrate that you are an heir to the King? B. At least 4 verses in the Bible, Revelations 2:17, Revelations 3:12, Isaiah 62:2, and Isaiah 65:15, note that we will receive a new name in heaven. Assuming it is based on who you are in Christ and what you did for Christ, what might your name be? If you're not proud of it, you still have time to change. This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.